Commitment to the Soul. Lonnie C. Edwards, M.D., F.R.C. Lonnie C. Edwards, M.D., was a trained surgeon and former Chicago Health Commissioner who authored one of the most popular modern books and video series on Rosicrucianism, Spiritual Laws That Govern Humanity and the Universe. His interest in Amwork was sparked decades ago by a magazine advertisement showing a man reading a large book. He has regularly contributed to Amwork publications, videos, and gatherings during his long association with the Order.
The true mystical spirit, as practiced by us, need to be rededicated, strengthened, revived, and renewed. At no other time in human history have the souls of humanity had a greater need for expressing themselves through the human personality. Likewise, no better time has existed before now for humanity individually and collectively to honor and commit itself to the promptings and integrity of the indwelling soul. The intelligent qualities of soul and soul personality must be given the freedom to express themselves through human activities without any obstruction.
Was a prolific
preparation
author,
must be made before the soul can express itself through this medium.
And imperator of the Rosicrucian Order Amwork from we 1939
must desire
to 1987.
That all obstacles
in addition to
interfering
his many books,
with the soul's
and other writings, he was instrumental in helping grow Amwork to the international organization it is today.
Must be eliminated.
Of the
and
replaced
with
Museum
light, divine light.
1966.
The personality must be regenerated, enlightened, disciplined, purified,
of the news.
And dedicated to the service
Christian
of humanity,
Bernard, FRC,
and to the glory of the Creator.
Order Amwork, 1990
from a practical
to
point of view, we must strive to become aware of all negative, destructive, or unkind thoughts.
He has devoted his life
feelings,
to working tirelessly for the
beliefs,
order for over 5 decades.
Intentions,
he has
which
written several books, including
to block
So Mote
the flow
B,
of divine light coming
and
from soul
questions and answers.
Soul personality.
In addition to numerous articles,
a sense
and many
of fulfillment, joy, security developed by encouraging the soul
of Delphi
to express
the
its
oracles
attributes
of Delphi
through one's personality.
Grandmaster Julie Scott, SRC.
Desire and ambition
Julie Scott serves
of selfish
as the Grandmaster of
diminish.
The English Grand Lodge for the Americas.
There is no
she
desire for power
the Secretary
over
of the Board
any
of
person, place,
of the Supreme Grand
or
Lodge
condition.
Of Amwork and
instead,
the Director of the Rosicrucian
the soul
Egyptian
begins
Museum.
To instill
she has volunteered
a
and
sense
worked
of
in many
homelessness.
Areas of Amwork, which has published
a commitment
dozens of her
to express the
and
higher
for which
self.
She has given many presentations
about
in person
much
and
less
online.
Criticism
she
of
is particularly
others.
Passionate about
attacks
the ancient
upon
mystery schools,
our brothers
especially
and our
those
sisters,
of Egypt
especially
and Greece, and
in
the
instances
sacred
where they seem to have fallen from
commitment
the path,
to the soul.
Made a
commitment
mistake,
to the soul.
Or expressed an opinion that differs sharply from our
MD,
own.
FRC.
All fade into
Lonnie C. Edwards, M.D., is a trained surgeon and former Chicago Health Commissioner.
Expressing the attributes of the soul develops
a
desire to have divine love
flow
continuously
that govern humanity and the universe
through
His interest in Amwork was sparked decades ago by a magazine advertisement showing a man reading a large book.
As this law
flows, he has regularly contributed to Amwork publications, videos, and gatherings during his long association with the Order.
From our minds and from our hearts.
Problem solving. Problem solving.
One of the purposes of universal
Edward
soul,
Lee, FRC.
That special extension
Edward
of
Lee
God
is a devoted
that is within
who spent
us,
over 30
is
years
to evolve
employed
the
at
soul
Amwork's
personality.
San Jose headquarters.
The soul
the
personality
the book,
is to move toward mastership,
which he said he wrote
and
because he discovered
God's
that many of the questions and answers he responded to
perfection.
Were not exclusively
before entering
relevant
the earth plane,
to students of
and while in the
there is no doubt
realm,
about the fact that inner self
the soul personality
is a slow
desires,
and gradual process,
understands, and accepts
worth
this
all
reality.
The effort it takes to achieve it.
It neither think nor function
excerpts
as a human
from
mind,
Shambhala the Resplendent.
Nor does it have the traditional
excerpts
fears,
from Shambhala
limited
the Resplendent.
Understanding, and reservations of the human
FRC.
Personality.
Born in 1874 in St. Petersburg,
guided
Russia,
by God's
Nicholas
will and
was a
wisdom,
painter, author,
desires and desires exactly
and well-known public
what experiences
figure.
It
His writings have appeared
in
the Rosicrucian Digest since the 1930s,
mission,
and at the request of former Imperator H. Spencer Lewis, Rarick
in achieving
served as
this,
Amwork's legate
it becomes just as the
it
Creator is.
It was there that Rarick
is.
Began a several
kind
years long
and loving
expedition
and caring
in
and forgiving
in search of
and
Shambhala,
patient.
The mythical spiritual
the
kingdom
soul personality
of certain Buddhist
and
traditions,
God
an inspiration
are
inseparable for the idea of Shangri-La,
during this earthly
where all inhabitants
human journey,
are said to be enlightened.
And always available
Rarick said
to
that a
guide
path to
and infuse
you
of
consciousness,
with
and it can only be obtained through
and understanding
an open mind.
In, all
in addition to
human
his speeches,
endeavors.
Esoteric writings, and dispatches,
the soul
from Asia,
encourages
he was
you
nominated
to be proactive
for a Nobel
in all experiences.
After more than 20 nations signed
for being
the
reactive
Pact
is destructive.
In 1935.
Contact
pledging protection
and unity
of cultural
with
and
the
scientific
soul
institutions
brings
over
understanding
military goals.
And answers your questions.
Kindergarten of God.
God has so designed us that within each of us,
Elbert Hubbard,
there is
FRC.
A special classroom.
Albert and Alice Hubbard were progressive philosophers and leaders of the
communion.
Influential Roy Croft
within
Arts
this
and
classroom,
Crafts Movement
your
of East Aurora,
personal
New York
master
that began in 1895. Albert Hubbard was a prolific
seek
writer,
the presence
publisher,
of the master
and
within
artist. He
meditation
and
Spencer dedication.
Lewis were close personal
no
friends.
No one can
Albert
enter this
Hubbard
classroom
served
except
on the first Supreme
you.
Council of Amwork.
The master is always there.
He wrote to H. Spencer Lewis,
when the soul personality leaves
upon
the cosmic realm
tour of Europe.
However, with the lessons to
he
be learned,
died aboard
it
the torpedo
makes the
ship,
commitment
the Lusitania,
to carry out its mission here on the earth plane.
Lead, kindly
while retaining
light.
The wisdom
lead,
acquired
kindly light.
During previous
Marie
incarnations.
Marie Corelli, SRC.
With the first
Marie
breath
Corelli,
of life,
born Mary McKay
the soul
in
personality
1855,
enters
was a
body
British writer and early
and
feminist
finds that
who became
it
one
is
of imprisoned
best-selling
and
this
most
physical
popular
entity
authors after her first of 29
with undeveloped
novels,
senses,
A Romance of Two Worlds,
and
was
minimum
released
awareness.
In 1886. Her
a newborn infant is not equipped
now form a core part
to communicate
of the mystical tradition.
Or to connect
she was actively
with the
involved
physical
with
world
in its early years
in a very
before
intelligible
her transition in
1921.
Fashion.
However, this physical world,
which
with
are
its
you
experiences
and, solitude,
and human contact,
which are you
is absolutely
and
essential
solitude.
To the work that
Ella
the soul personality agrees to. For the purpose
Ella
of
Wheeler
evolving
Wilcox, born
and expressing
in Wisconsin in 1850,
God-like qualities.
Was the author of several novels and books.
The soul personality responding to God's laws and directions continues the process
until her transition
of creating the important physical
instrumental in helping to establish the young order in America.
And develop.
She is perhaps best known for authoring
the five physical senses,
Laugh and the World Laughs with You, Weep
the endocrine glands, and the psychic centers,
which are you,
and the central and sympathetic and spinal nervous system.
Just two kinds of people,
all of these are active,
not the sinner and saint,
and gradually grow,
the good are half bad, and the bad are half good.
Among the physical bodies,
not the rich and the poor,
most notable component,
you must first know the state of his conscience
along
and
with
health,
its attributes of
not the
intellect,
humble and proud,
desires,
for in life's little span,
emotions,
who puts on vain
a
airs,
wonderful
is
and
not
efficient
counted
physical
a man,
instrument,
not
results,
the happy and sad, for the swift
a
flying years bring each man his laughter and each man his tears. No,
the soul personality devotes so much attention, energy, and effort in developing the physical body and its faculties that the soul personality temporarily forgets its true identity
and, oddly enough,
and its mission
you will find
or purpose.
Too, I mean, there's
it begins to identify with
to
the physical body
lean.
As self.
In which class are you?
But under
you
the light of
the
God, it begins to understand its true nature and
or are
true
you a leaner
self.
Who lets others share?
It comes to understand that the physical
and
body,
worry and care,
with all of its wonderful attributes,
solitude,
does
laugh
not constitute
and the world laughs with you.
Self.
Weep. And you weep alone.
The journey
for the
back
sad
home
old
began.
Earth must borrow its mirth,
the
but
journey
has trouble
to express
enough of its own.
God-like
sing
qualities.
And the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost
let
on
us
the
briefly
air.
Consider the
that
mind.
That echoes bound to a joyful
mind
sound.
Mind is a part of universal mind.
Rejoice
we might
and
conclude that
you.
One of the functions
grieve,
of mind is
they
to transmit
measure of all your pleasure,
the will
but they
and
do
desires
not need your
of the soul
be
to
glad,
the brain.
And your friends are many. Be
the
sad,
mind is truly the great sixth
there are none
sense.
To decline your nectar
designed
wine,
to serve
alone,
as a special instrument
feast,
for the soul.
And your halls are crowded.
The student
fast,
of mysticism needs
by,
to meditate
succeed and give,
on the concepts
and
dealing
live,
with the
but
reality
no man can help you
of
die.
The physical body
there is room
and
in
its
the halls
relationship
of pleasure for a
to the
large
soul,
and lordly train.
The soul's mission
but one by one
and
we
the
must
soul's
all
purpose.
File through the narrow aisles.
Understanding and being conscious of this permits us to commit our lives toward God's purpose. The indwelling soul is love, light, caring, and operates according to the cosmic law of love. We seek to establish this identity, and we desire to express the soul's attributes through our human personality. We manifest light and love and caring and peace. The more we strive to be tolerant, kind, loving, idealistic, and selfless, these attitudes establish an harmonious attunement and relationship with creative cosmic forces. The soul will begin to increasingly reveal itself in our daily lives. What can we do to create, build, and express these qualities in our lives now? We must begin the process regardless of how difficult relationship problems and associations we may have now and that we may expect to have in the future through study, contemplation, prayer, and desire. We can commit ourselves to developing and expressing a loving heart and mind while showing greater generosity. We must be determined to increase our willingness to forgive, to overlook weaknesses and errors. We must be willing to extend a hand to those who seem to have fallen. We need to grasp every opportunity to maintain an inclusive mind. We must practice being open and broad-minded, tolerant and patient. We must learn to accept and love all life forms, including those that sacrifice themselves for our food, for our comfort, and emotional enjoyment. We must refuse to permit our consciousness to be tied solely to visible, earthly, negative, or bigoted thoughts of any kind, especially regarding creeds, culture, or nationality. Begin to realize that during the many incarnations through which you have lived, you have experienced various cultures, various races, various creeds and beliefs on your path of evolution. Respect all of these, for they are part of you or will be in the future. In this life, you are given the opportunity to live and practice whatever you learned in past lives and experiences. In accordance with cosmic law, if you fail to do this, your lesson plans must be revised. Experiences must be repeated until they are learned and practiced. Consult the soul within and let it guide and walk the path with you. Provide yourself with a quiet time to go into the inner sanctum, attune with your personal master within. One way of doing this is to begin before you even sit down by becoming quiet and mentally stating, I intend to commune with God and my master within. Or you may choose to say, I intend to commune with my higher mind. Then sit down comfortably, becoming still, while taking deep breaths slowly in and slowly out, relaxing more and more and focusing upon just the movement of your breath coming in and out. State your intention as many times as necessary for sincerity of heart and mind to get started and take control. When this happens, you will feel a sacred bonding, a unique emotion, and a relaxing feeling. And as you repeat this daily ritual, you will gradually begin to sense a greater spiritual peace in heart and in mind. Awareness of this appeal and subsequent success may be realized consciously or unconsciously. Even when you think you have failed, or you have felt nothing, you still have achieved an important degree of success. The great law of love gradually becomes the law of your being, and the intention of your life. Recognize love and beauty as the soul essences of all existence, the most dynamic and healing forces in the universe. Learn to see and sense these in all those who are on your path, and actively choose to have this love govern how you deal with people, places, and conditions. Engender a true soul commitment and experience true inner peace. Fear and resentment cannot exist where this law rules. You are truly dedicated to soul's purpose whenever operating within this cosmic and universal law. You may experience the same infusion of spirit which inspired Saint Francis of Assisi to write the following. While in contact with the infinite master within, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hate, let me bring your love. And where there is offense, let me bring forgiveness. Where there is discord, let me bring a union with thee. And where there is error, let me bring forth truth. And where there is doubt, let me bring faith and truth. And where there is despair, let me be your instrument bringing hope. And where there is darkness, let me bring your light. And where there is sadness, let me bring your joy. O Lord, I do not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgetting ourselves that we find ourselves. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven. It is in dying that we are reborn into your life, which is eternal. Forever realize, beloved, that you are a source of God's light and God's love. So mote it be. Let us apply what we have learned. Just sit comfortably in your chair with your feet flat upon the floor and hands in your lap. Slowly and gently, take 7 deep breaths. Pause for a count of 4 after each inhalation. Then open your mouth and slowly exhale, closing your eyes. Contemplate the nature of the soul in light of what we have just mentioned. Now, After I say each of the following five affirmations, pause briefly in order to contemplate the essential meaning and seek to experience each of the affirmations as a true, true reality. One, yes, yes, I am a living soul. I am enfolded within the very soul of God. My body is a perfect instrument of my indwelling soul. Yes, I dwell within this wonderful, magnificent body for which I am grateful. I intend for soul to express its light and love through me to all with whom I come in contact and who are in my world and in my environment. Now, after finishing your contemplation, offer thankfulness. You may say any prayer you wish, and then send thoughts of cosmic love and cosmic light to those in the world and to those with whom you are in contact. Afterwards, take 5 deliberate breaths and then write in your journal any impression or meaning of the soul that you care to record. Then go about your regular activities after finishing this exercise.